we're back. Hey. It's just, we saw the roller coaster together. Hello, and welcome back to the Auntie Hour.
And this is our time.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. All right. I am really doing great. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little disconnected from my kids.
Oh.
I don't know. We're just so busy doing life. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. They're grown, but you know, I'm doing life. They're doing their life. We don't have a lot of time to see each other anymore.
Oh, okay.
So what I've been thinking about doing is something that my mom used to do.
What'd she do?
And that was game night. We used to have a game night at my mm-hmm. house. My mom, we had every board game that there was mm-hmm. That we would, she would say, okay, you know, she'd make us a big bowl of popcorn or whatever snack, and we'd sit down and we'd play games and talk about things that happened at school, things that happened that was going on while we were playing the game. And so I was thinking about starting that, and I think it will be something that they would both be receptive to. But what this really got me thinking about was all the games that I used to play in general, like as a kid, you know?
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite game? Like board games, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. But then there are games that you played outside with your friends or when you were at school.
Right.
So I'm thinking more like the games that you played with your friends.
Okay, like, so I come from a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends were my sisters.
Right.
Like when I used to say to my mom, like, oh, can my friend, like, you know, Sarah come over? My mom be like, no, there goes your friend right there. And I would look at my sister be at the table. I'd be like, oh my God, like, mommy, can I go to the park? She'd be like, no, your park is right there. And she would like point to the backyard. So everything was in-house. So the game that was my jam was tag.
You used to like to
tag
play
was tag? My tag. See, I was a little bit of tomboy. I was a little bit of like, I like my poofy dresses and I like my ruffle socks, but I didn't mind having like scratched up knees and running. And,
oh, you too.
And you know, bubblegum in a dish. Like, ooh, like tag was my jam. It was my lifestyle. That was it.
Wow, that's interesting because I also was really into playing with the boys.
Uh-huh.
I used to play two-hand touch football.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Up until the little buds start coming out, and then they would just, you know how they touch, and they're like, oh, the two-hand touch would be, bam!
Oh, you mean the buds?
Yes.
I mean, when your breasts start to grow, that's painful.
Yeah,
really,
so
that's
then
painful.
Mommy was like, no more.
Can't play no more?
No more two-hand touch football.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, no, you can't do that anymore. I used to like to play that Skelly. Did you grow up playing Skelly?
It was Skelly, no.
Okay, Skelly is basically a game where you have a board in the street. We used to play it in the street.
Okay.
In the city streets in Brooklyn, where you take a chalk and you draw numbers. I think it was like 1 to 13.
Okay.
So each corner was like two numbers, and you go from 1 to 2 to 3, but you were doing it with a top.
Oh.
And you would click, you would take a top and, you know, hit the top and move from board to board. And the object was to get to the one in the center to be the winner. Then we used to play that. Red Rover. Did you play Red Rover?
Red Rover. How's it go?
Yeah, Red Rover. And you say, whoever you want to come from the other side is who you would call to come over and play with you on the other side. And they had to try to. So it was two opposing teams, one side and the other.
Uh-huh.
And you would say, Red Rover, Red Rover, send Shatara right over. Uh-huh. So you would have to try to get from that side to my side without getting tagged. Yeah, we used to play that. Jax.
Okay.
Did you do Jax
with the ball,
yeah,
and you pick him up? I remember. Okay.
Jax.
See, ours was red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
That was my jam. Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Like, you know, I was quick. Like, oh, and then hide and go seek. Now, hide and go seek, if you're really good at it, it sucks because then nobody can find you. You get what I'm saying? And I was nice, you know, like, come on. Like, I can, like, curl myself up in the top of a tree. I was in my mother's closet. Like, before you know it, like, you're like, okay, game over, we're going home. And I'm like, I'm working up a sweat. Like, what happened?
Nobody found me.
I was good.
That's interesting because I also used to be very good at hiding.
Yes.
And I had, my brother is 18 months younger than I am, and mm-hmm. my sister is 6 years younger. So if I played with them, we could always find her. She always just was her. Not, she was just.
She wasn't nice. She wasn't good.
She was too young to really know the whole.
Did you see her feet underneath like the curtain?
Yeah, like she would be doing one of those. Her feet. One of those things.
Here she goes.
Oh, there she go. We see her right there. Well, we can't find you. I have no idea where Lisa is. Oh, you know, saying it really, really, really loud.
Right.
I really, really enjoyed those games. Yes. And I've been thinking a lot about them. I've had the urge to jump double dutch recently. I don't know if I'm going to do that though.
Why not? What you got to lose is what. Why not?
My daughter is double-handed.
I was double-handed too, and that's how they used to get at me, like, oh, you double-handed, like you bougie heifer.
I tried to show her how to do it, and she just kind of abandoned
do
it.
Do your hands. Let me see how it's not double-handed, right? Okay. So what makes me double-handed?
I don't know. It's something about the rope. When you hear this, you hear the sound. It's a boom. When the rope hits the ground, you'll know
It's
double-handed.
Okay.
And you can see when a person is turning that they're double-handed too.
See, I wasn't as good at double dutch, but I would always be willing to play. Like, okay, I'll play, I'll turn. You know, that was fun.
I feel like as adults, we need more play.
Yes, and being outside.
And yes. Doing some adventurous things. This has been part of my journey just in healing and becoming a better person in this part of my life
mm-hmm.
has really mm-hmm. required mm-hmm. me to go back to those games that I used to play mm-hmm. and think about the things that I connected with to reconnect with them. Like going outside was something mm-hmm. that I really, really loved to do as a kid.
Right.
But then things kind of changed and you start having all these
responsibilities
and concerns mm-hmm. too
right.
about what can you do? You know, where is it safe? What is
right.
not safe?
Right.
It just adds mm-hmm. and complicates to mm-hmm. our enjoying our own lives.
Right.
And so I've been working on that and I'm excited because I actually did play jacks the other day. I played with myself. I have some jacks upstairs.
Okay. Well, good for you. She's like, I play Scrabble.
I love Scrabble.
I'm a Scrabble player.
We should do that.
I'm nice. Now I say this because over the years, you know, I've played with kids and I've gotten better at it. And, you know, if I have a game night at my house, you know, with all adults, everybody, you know, we play Uno at my house. We do Uno. Mm-hmm. We do like a charades. And I'm always wanting to be like, does anybody want to play Scrabble before you go?
Nobody wants to play.
And I'm like, but as a kid, I never played because I was very intimidated by this game as a kid. As an adult, I play now. And like, that is my jam.
No one ever wants to play Scrabble.
Scrabble's dope. Like, I like it.
And I never want to play Monopoly.
Monopoly, I'm not crazy about Monopoly.
I'm not a fan.
And life, the game of life. I'm not crazy about it.
I'm just not a fan of these games that take forever. Like, Monopoly is just one of those games that just goes on and on and on.
Some people love it. But Uno can be like that. We had a 3-hour Uno game going on.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was like, all right, y'all. Like, seriously? But, again, I feel like when you touch on your inner child, that is most important, to never lose that fun part about yourself. Like, you know, where's your inner jolly? Where is, you know, right. your imagination, your creativity? That really helps us through our adult years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm silly. I'm sure you see this already.
Right.
But then you have to look at me and say, imagine how her parents were. You know what I mean? Imagine like what her house was. So I like people like that. I like me. I'm good. I know how to entertain me and be happy with me. My mind is very creative.
I just really getting to spend time with myself like that.
Yes.
And I love it.
Looking for what's fun for you and not having to ask other people, do you want to come?
Right.
You want to join me?
Or consider them when making plans.
Yeah.
You know, this one doesn't eat that. Oh, so we can't go there.
Right.
You know, that one doesn't like this. We can't do that. So mm-hmm. it's just really been like this phase of my life. I really never thought that it would be like this for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom she's a little different. I see some difference generationally in how people handle maturing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, my mom is not really handling it the way that I remember her being my age. I can mm-hmm. remember her being my age and how things were for her. And even now I feel like she kind of struggles a little bit with not having a family.
Yes.
In the house.
Yeah. I hear people say that. I miss kids in the house.
She struggles a little bit with that. I can't say that's my struggle.
Well, then, good. See, you learn as you go.
Right.
Hear my jacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
me and my Jacks and me and my looking at whatever I want to on television.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not making dinner if I don't want.
No.
Having potato chips for dinner is perfectly fine.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah, that's what, enjoy, as long as you know, and that's why I look at when it comes to doing things to make yourself, you know, enjoy yourself. This is what I'm going to do with or without anybody. So my attitude is like, I'm going ziplining. Me and my husband went ziplining. It's a whole big thing. With or without you, I'm going to go. You know, and this, you serious? This is what I want to do. I want to get on this roller coaster. With or without you, I want to go. I'm very adventurous. And we went to do the zip lining, and it was like this whole big park another time. A lot of people were like, oh, I don't know. All right, I got my Groupon. I'm going. You know, with or without you, I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to enjoy doing, right? And I feel like I have to keep that, because if not, you will be held back. And then you do get mad at people. And I can't be mad at you if my priorities are not yours. You know, oh, girl, I got held up. I couldn't, blah, 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 blah. Oh, all right, well. The key is I'm already here. So if you can't make it, then fine. And you got to, you know, make it your business to do things that you have fun doing.
It's so sad because there are so many people that are in that situation where they're not having fun and they don't try to have fun and they stand you up and they say they want to do things
and they missed out. And make it your effort.
It does take effort because it's not really an easy thing to do. But once you get started, it's fantastic.
Yeah, got to start somewhere. Yeah, that's good. I'm excited for you.
I'm really, really, really excited too. Thank you. I'm more excited that we have an amazing guest joining us.
Yeah, I heard her.
That is Miss Renee Washington. She is a life coach. Hey, Renee, how are you?
I am fabulous. Hi. I'm here with you, both of you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Thank you for coming to our Auntie Hour.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the Midlife Remix. I know that you recently launched this podcast, correct?
Yes. I just launched it at the end of the summer, and I am so excited about it. I was listening to your conversation about going back to childhood and playing games and all of that. And so, yes, the Remix is all about women taking ownership of who they are at the stage we call midlife. So women, and midlife for me is a state of mind. So you might be in your mid-40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. It's really about you ain't tired. You ain't retired. You are rewired. And so re is my favorite prefix. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that was just so interesting thinking about, you know, who were you in your childhood years? Do you still, you know, do you still connect to that, or has that, you know, been suppressed through all of these years of all this obligated living that we tend to do? And, you know, we make choices, things that we want to do, but it comes, a lot of baggage comes with that as far as how we should be, how we need to be, have to be, ought to be. And once you get to this stage of life, you know, maybe your children are almost grown or getting to that stage, and you're starting to have a little more freedom in your life, a little more personal agency. And one of the questions I ask women is, who are you without role or title? Mm-hmm. And that question brings some women to tears because they are so connected to being mom, to being employee, to being community volunteer, to being everything except the essence of who they really are right now. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the Midlife Remix is about, reconnecting you or connecting you to the truth of who you are at this stage of life, the essence of who you are, and then living it. Because once you know who you are, that's the path to knowing what you want.
Now that's good, because I always think of how sometimes you have some people who they take on their title so much that it's who you are. So like, I know some people that are doctors and they are dull people. You get what I'm like, yeah, he's a doctor. I'm like, so like, he has like no listening skills, no people skills, like, you know, very self-absorbed, very dull, very, you know what I mean? Like the personality is not great. Like, so really your lab coat is what makes you, and you know, you're really not as great as that lab coat is like a shield actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you take all that off, who are you?
Yeah, you are really disconnected from self. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the Midlife Remix is about allowing you to look in that mirror and really see yourself. Because once you can really, truly see yourself, that's how you get to become yourself.
Mm-hmm. Is it ever too late?
I'm so glad you asked that question. No, it is never too late. And you know, I have a wonderful example. My icon for that, Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
Right, turn it up. Cicely Tyson.
Yes, Cicely Tyson. She, okay. No, it's never too late. She died peacefully in her sleep in her 90s with contracts on the table.
Yes, contracts on the table.
Yeah.
That's
so,
that
90s.
If that don't encourage you, I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's listening out there.
She was really something.
She was working up until the very last year.
Yeah, she lived. She lived until she did not. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want for women to understand, that no, it absolutely is not too late.
Right. Because, you know, they say some people can't be changed. Like, oh, you know, you can't teach a old dog new tricks, or, you know, once you know how you're really stuck in your ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm. First of all, we are not dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, you may love dogs.
Hello.
But we are not dogs. So, right. And women in particular, I'm very women centric. I am because I know that all of the things that, you know, women are, you know, we know we're the tenders, the nurturers, the befrienders, the caretakers, all of that energy that we have poured into the lives of other people to good end. What if you take all of that energy and turn it on yourself? Mm-hmm. What if you tend yourself, befriend yourself, mm-hmm. nurture yourself, mm-hmm. and do it in the company of other women who get you, who are like focused and can support you in that? I really believe that we should be running the world,
right?
Because we have been running the world for other people on the behalf of other people.
Hello.
And if we do that, and this is the other thing that I know, is that the women that I have worked with, I don't care where they land. We talk about, you know, you're like, oh, it's selfish to think about myself. It's selfish for me to focus on that dream I put in a drawer years ago. Well, what I found out is that these dreams that we've suppressed and denied ourselves, they always connect to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just because of who I attract or who I'm attracted to, but I haven't met that woman yet who is focused on something that is all about her.
Yeah.
We bring our people with us. That's right. How we roll.
Right.
And particularly us as Black women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what we do. But the difference is when you are showing up in that thing that is exciting you, is calling you, energy expands.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about all the good that we do on fumes, mm-hmm. think about multiplying that when it's connected to something that you really are excited and passionate about.
Right. Well, yeah, the things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I could take some of my energy back from some people some days. I really wish I could make a phone call and be like, hey, remember me? I need that little bit of time back.
Yes.
Hey, girl, remember me? Yeah, we haven't spoken 17 years.
Can I have
a little bit of that time back?
I
have some phone calls to make. Imagine how much you would get. You know, look, remember that encouragement that time? Yeah,
right.
You ain't shit. Can I have some of that stuff back?
Right.
You know,
I know, right?
Maybe
right.
Listen, right. You can put it in the purse and take it for yourself. You're right. The lengths, you know, that you could really go.
I'm still stuck on what you said about the titles that we have and how many of us are unable to even think about ourselves outside of being wife or mother or daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that to people, oh my goodness, I'm thinking about a conversation that I had with my mom years ago when I said that I wanted things more than just being somebody's mother.
Mm.
I was selfish for that.
Mm. Oh, wow. Joanna. Yeah, say similar experience
with
my mom.
They will tell you that you are selfish, that you're self-centered, and that you are going to have a horrible existence because you want to have something that's Joanna.
Oh my gosh, yes, yes. Listen, I had a conversation with my mother, God rest her soul. She was my person. And I knew that we saw life differently. And it was from an expectations perspective. Because when I decided to leave my first marriage, my mother, she absolutely could not understand that. And she literally said to me, "Who said you were supposed to be happy?" Like, and I knew my mother wanted me to be happy, but for her, happiness connected to a security that came from being in a marriage, you know, and you just can't throw yourself out there not knowing what's coming next. Mm-hmm. You've been in this marriage too long, you know, because I jokingly, when I was just kind of testing the waters with her, I said to her, "Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about getting a divorce, but it would be too much trouble." And she said, "Yes, absolutely. It would be too much trouble. You need to stop thinking about that." Wow. Because but that was based on, I knew that that was based on her limited expectation of life.
Yes.
So yes, and that it would be selfish of me to put my happiness on the line like that and make other people unhappy. Because I happened to be married to, my sister and I were married to brothers.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So this impacted two families, you know, his family and my family in ways beyond just the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, yeah, absolutely. That selfish thing is real. And I call it, selfish means you're focused on yourself. And I look at that as being self-full and full of love for myself, and full of in that love that I get to be. That's what fuels my being my highest and best self. And when I am in my highest and best self, yes, I benefit, and so do other people.
Yes, that's, but you have to put your foot down,
yes,
to really get to that space.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes being selfish can be good. If you're an ambitious person like myself, if you don't carve out that space to be, you know, selfish in your own and kind of have a little bit of like that tunnel vision for whatever like that focus is, you know, you really have to quiet the noise around you because you're going to have a lot of it. And it is disappointing that the women that love us the most, our mothers, we all have a story. Like my mother told me as a comedian, she said, "You know, Shatara, I just want to let you know that, do you want children? You know, some of that effect." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I take it or leave it, whatever." She goes, "You're going to have to really, you know, focus on having that if that's what you want in your life. Because you can't move the way a man can move. You don't have that capability. If that is something that you want, you have to take some time out, and that's what you're going to have to focus on." So for me, I'm hearing that I need to sit down for a minute, put my happiness to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And that was disappointing. It really was.
And do you know who gets that? The children.
Yes.
So the children end up being the recipients of your
sacrifice.
They end up getting that. Yes.
And women do it all the time. And I think my mother was coming from a place of, like your mom said, like, who said you get to be happy?
Yeah. And at what cost do we do this? Yeah. At what cost? Because now, as a comedian, you are making people laugh.
You know?
That's not a selfish thing. That, you know, making people, some days, oh my gosh, laughter gets me through. Mm-hmm. And so when someone can make me laugh,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful, powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm in agreement with you.
So you are not a comedian talking to yourself, making yourself laugh.
Right. I'm, you know, sometimes I do though, but yes. carry on as you were saying. I'm telling people my business now. All right. Take me to the psych hospital now. Don't be telling them my business. Who's she talking to in that fitting room? Myself. All right. Not like me.
You know, it's sometimes, though, it does make me a little sad when I think about the fact that our parents just will never get to experience that joy.
Yeah.
And as someone who loves our parents, yeah, we want that for them, right? Yeah. We want them to have that joy. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes I'm just like, it's a little like, I wish that she could have that.
Have what I'm chasing as well.
Right.
You know,
and the beautiful thing though is that the children, they're gonna have it. They have been raised and they have helped raise, they will help raise me. Yeah, help exactly. Actually mm-hmm. to remind me to look for these things for myself. Mm-hmm. I wish she could get that. Really wish that for her, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, and you know the good thing about this is you know how typically, parents used to be focused on giving their children more things. I want you to have more things than I had. So, I want you to have more stuff than I had. But what you just said, Joanna, that's the true gift. Mm-hmm. To give your children an expanded view of the possibilities of life. Mm-hmm. What better gift is there than that?
Right.
Because that has a ripple effect, mm-hmm. Through, and who knows where your children will take that. Because if they are not living in that limited box of this is all you need to expect from life. Mm-hmm. This is all that life has for you. Mm-hmm. If you give them the gift of saying, oh, no, I am my only limitation.
So you got to be a walking example.
Exactly. And start to your question. So it's not too late. I'm 62 years old and I will continue to push the boundaries of possibility and expansiveness in my life. And, my thing is to bring as many women along with me as possible to do the same.
Right.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Especially Black women. Really?
That's my thing. That's my passion to that question about, who are you without role or title? Mm-hmm. I am Renee Washington, who loves living life full tilt. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to leave any possibility for my life on the table.
Right.
And in doing that, I do want as many women as possible who also can connect to that mm-hmm. to experience the same thing. Now, in that definition that I just gave of myself, you don't know anything else other than, oh, this woman loves living life. Yeah, I didn't predict this. I didn't know this was going to happen. But when you start moving towards that thing that's mm-hmm. calling you, mm-hmm. all kinds of wonderful things start happening.
See, now, what you just said was you have to listen to your calling. And that's kind of been like we always, with a lot of our shows, we always kind of come back to that full circle of listening to your calling, listening to your voice. And I think it does take a sense of love, self-love and wisdom to actually get to that and then hear it, right? Because in reality, I think we all have intuition, and it's whether or not you know how to use it and listen to it. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with it?
Yes.
Some people use their intuition and they happy to tell everybody else about themselves and what they need to do. Right. Blah, 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 blah,
right.
And if you just, like you said, use that on yourself, the places you could go. Oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. And when you were talking about the games and I was sitting here listening to you and like, yeah, but mainly as a child, I was a bookworm, stay in the house kind of child.
Yeah.
My mother had to make me go outside. Yes, I used to love Double Dutch. I used to play Red Rover. I used to love to play Twister. There were games that I liked to play, but mainly I was an inside child. Oh, and so when you talk about possibility and all that, because this is what I knew, I was very, very shy. Like back in those days, we walked everywhere. And if I was walking down the street and I saw somebody coming toward me, I would cross the street because I did not want to make eye contact.
Oh, wow.
That's how shy I was. Mm-hmm. But something in me said, that you want to live a kind of a big life, not big and fame or any that kind of stuff, but you want more in your life. And to get this more, you're going to have to connect to other people. You're going to have to learn how to connect to people. Mm-hmm. So I had something in me, even as a young child, knew that. And so eventually I made a decision to learned how to connect to other people. When Joanna, you were talking about, you know, I want to get back to, you know, who I was in my mm-hmm. younger years. And it can, and it, yes, it can go either way, right? Yeah, you know, yeah. Because now people don't believe me when I say that I was very shy as a child, because that's why I say, you know, the remix is about, you can mix it up any way you want to. You mm-hmm. get to do that, and there's no better time to do that.
This may sound hard to believe, mm-hmm. but I am actually a very shy person. There are people in this room right now that have just learned certain music that I like to listen to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's because I am a shy person. There's a whole lot of layers to me that it takes a long time for me to let everyone see them. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. when I give them all to you, you stuck with me now. There's no going back once you get all of them. Right. But and getting on camera to do this, mm-hmm. Auntie Hour, mm-hmm. is something that I knew had to be done. It had to be done. I was waiting for someone else to do it.
And it was like that voice told her, hey, girl, it's exactly. you. Exactly.
Waiting for somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going, trying to get other people to do it. Just going around in circles, trying to avoid this thing that I need to be doing.
And you needed to do it.
Yes. Yeah, so, right. you know, I absolutely can't believe that you were a shy child, because,
yes, you know. And still am, like, Joanna, still am. Like, when we went into lockdown, I was not bothered by lockdown.
Oh.
Because my inner, you know, insular person mm-hmm. just came back. She came right back up.
Wow. She was like, that's fine. We got about 27 yeah. books to read. I'm good.
Exactly. We got some jigsaw puzzles to work. We got some, yeah, you know. We good.
Right.
Yep. That's not a bad way to be. It's not a, I believe you just have to like yourself. So. You just, I mean, and some people, I always say, people treat you the way they feel about themselves. So, you know, with the kids I work with, you know, if, you know, let's say there's a bully and he's mean, isn't it? I said, well, if people treat people the way they feel about themselves, how do you think he feels about himself? Mm-hmm. If he's treating you ugly, how do you know? And then I ask him, how do you think I feel mm-hmm. about myself? Well, you're usually happy, you're friendly, you know, and I take that as a compliment because, you know, that's who I want to be. That is who I want to be. I want to be that, you right. know, happy person. But I do have my moments where I can be an introvert. Yes. I am one of those people, listen here, I can get to my TV, I can get to my magazines, my books, my movies. 4 days will go by, mess around, I'm like, you know, your phone was in the car, I'd be like, oh my God, I left my phone, like the whole time.
Right.
Exactly. I like me, I'm good.
When you were saying do things by yourself, I'm such a proponent of that, mm-hmm. because, and for the very reason you said, I'm not going to sacrifice my desire or my dream to do something because I can't get somebody else to go with me.
Right, no, I don't want to do that. Right.
Yeah. You know, and right. I just so encourage women to, even if you have to start with going to a movie by yourself, or going to sit at a counter and eat something by yourself.
Yeah.
Learn to be with yourself and enjoy it.
You'd be surprised. People are, when I tell people I go to eat by myself, they're like, you? I'm like, yeah. Like, I got to drive someone to eat. Like, oh my God, you know, but people respect you. I was told that when you are someone who, you know, you're by yourself doing certain things, the people around you, without even saying it, they have a respect for you, especially when they know that they couldn't have done that themselves.
I know. It's a respect. Agree. I absolutely mm-hmm. agree.
So tell us where we can find you and where people can look for you to get some midlife remixing.
Yeah. You're scratching the one and twos, girl. Tell us how they can.
The podcast. Yes. Tell us where to find that. Yes. Tell us where we can find you. If there are women that want to reach out to you, where would they do that?
Absolutely. So the podcast is The Midlife Remix. The Midlife Remix. And you can find it on all major platforms, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google. I'm there. The Midlife Remix. And you can get on my newsletter list, and I will not bombard you. Just, you know, news you can use. And to do that, you would just go to themidliferemix.life. Themidliferemix.life to get on the newsletter. And I also have a book that, Take the Trip. Take the Trip. Yes. 4 Journeys Every Midlife Woman Needs to Live in Purpose and Freedom. And I'm really proud of this little tiny book. It's tiny but powerful.
Amen.
You can get it at Bookshop, or you can get it on Amazon. You can get it Barnes and Noble. So it's out there too in the ether.
Oh, take the trip. Okay. All right.
Take the trip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Renee Washington, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And I'm going to get that book. Mm-hmm. I can start taking some journeys. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You will take four journeys in this book. The journey to loving yourself, trusting yourself, the journey to passion. And I'm missing one journey because I'm, just went out of my mind. But there's four good journeys in this book.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Until next time.
Until next time. We will see you on the Auntie Hour. Bye.